Now, the report does show signs that producers are starting to build their inventories back up, as the number of heifer and heifer calves at 3.34 million head is down 10% from last year.
The first sign that we would see would be the retention of females.
That's USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
We did get an indication of that when we got the January 1st total cattle inventory report, and this is confirming information.
And the marketings effect cattle during March at 1.63 million head is 2% below last year. Shagum says this is the lowest number of cattle marketed for March since the Cattle on Feed report series began back in 1996.
The number of cattle on feed is about unchanged from a year ago, but there are also incentives for feedlot operators to hold on to those animals a little bit longer to try and boost weights. The cost of gain is relatively cheap, with feed prices more moderate than they were last year. The feedlot operators also paid quite a bit for those feeder calves last year, given the tight supplies, and now they're trying to recoup some of their investment by simply selling those animals at heavier weights. Conversely, the packing plants are quite willing to accept these heavier weight animals because, given the tighter supplies of animals to be slaughtered, the additional weight does provide additional beef for them to sell.